Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 27th of September 2024. In a few moments, we'll talk about retirement calculators and find out just how reliant they are. But first, to the Australian share market, because while the ASX today only rose 0.1%, it masked the ongoing huge switches between the banks and miners, with the materials index up more than 9% this week, with a lot of those gains coming from today. And it all has to do with China. For the details, I spoke with Tony Sycamore, an analyst at IG Markets. Tony, the mining sector is having one of its best weeks since 2015 as a sector rotation continues out of financials. Just how big is this swing towards the miners and who is benefiting the most?
Right. Well, this week marks a significant endpoint to the first 9 months of this year, during which the big banks gain mainly at the expense of the big miners. As you have pointed out, we are now seeing that nine-month trend reverse, and it looks like it can continue at least into year-end. In terms of who is going to benefit from this, well, firstly, active investors who took advantage of mining stocks trading at discounted prices before the China stimulus announcement this week will certainly be benefiting. And of course, anyone with mining stocks in their super portfolio, which happens to be most of us, are also going to benefit from the revival in mining stock prices.
Okay, so let's talk about what's actually driving this turn towards mining stocks at the moment, and how much does it have to do with this huge Chinese economic stimulus measures that were announced this week?
Yeah, the rally in mining stocks this week has everything to do with the significant stimulus measures undertaken by Chinese authorities this week. Growth in the Chinese economy has been slowing this year. The stimulus measures announced this week will help the economy meet the government's growth target, which is set at around 5%, as well as end that deflationary spiral in the property market. We have seen Chinese housing prices fall for 15 consecutive months.
I've been hearing, though, that the market's expecting even more stimulus to come, right? Do we know about this potential stimulus, and will it really be enough to boost economic growth?
Well, on Tuesday, we saw the Chinese government cut several key lending rates. And since then, there have been reports of other measures, including bond sales, which will be used to stimulate consumption as well as credit growth. This point, it's not yet the big bazooka which everybody wants to see, but it does show that Chinese authorities are taking the growth slowdown seriously, and we expect to see further easing announcements in the week ahead.
Okay, so despite the miners doing extremely well, the ASX is fairly flat today. As we mentioned, investors are moving out of the banks. So is there no new money coming into the market despite the recent highs that we've seen?
We are grinding higher. We've got to within about 20 points of its index high, which was at 82.46 earlier this morning before it did pair gains. But at this point of time, most of the action is at a sector level. As you've noted, it is all about the mining stocks returning to favour, and that money is coming largely out of the banks, which many people see now as probably a little bit overvalued. So it does make sense to get out of the banks, which are trading rich, and look to gain exposure in those mining stocks, which certainly are trading at a discount to where they probably could be if we do see further stimulus measures announced in China over the coming weeks.
Okay, can we focus on some company news today? A lot's been happening with the supermarkets, namely Coles and Woolies. The ACCC instigated a lawsuit over claims of misleading discount marketing, and today updated us on as consumers lose more trust in supermarket pricing. So how's all of this been priced into the shares, and how are investors feeling about it?
Well, the market never takes this type of news particularly well, even more so when we're talking about abuse of market power during a cost of living crisis. The Coles share price looks to finish the week down about 6%, and Woolworths is down, trading 5% lower for the week. At this point of time, there probably is a little bit more downside to go. And the other issue, of course, is that with the share price falling out of favour, it also falls out of favour in terms of a practical sense. Shoppers will now start to look for other options instead of Coles and Woolworths because this is also a loss of trust issue.
Any other company news you're following today?
Well, aside from the mining stocks, which we've already discussed, and I think they can continue to run into the year ahead, there has been some news with regards to Star, and that certainly hasn't been welcome news at all. The share price trading down there very, very heavily. In terms of other stocks out there at this point of time, we have just got through the earnings season. We're seeing dividends from that earnings season start to flow into accounts, and that's likely to continue as well in the weeks ahead.
That's right. I think the Commonwealth Bank is depositing $4.2 billion worth of dividends into retail shareholder accounts and superannuation funds today also. Finally, where do you see opportunities for investors at the moment?
Based on what we've seen on previous episodes of Chinese stimulus over the past 2 years, Chinese stock markets have rallied this week up somewhere around 15%. We're talking about the Hang Seng, et cetera. But in terms of what these markets have done during past episodes of stimulus, they've been closer to 50% type gains. So my view here is that Chinese stock markets can continue to rally into year end. Already had a good rally this week, but I think there's more to go there as well, Ricardo.
Tony Sycamore there from IG Markets. Now to superannuation, and a new report has found inadequacies in some online super fund retirement calculators, making it harder for Australians to plan for life after work. So for more, I spoke with Xavier O'Halloran, CEO at Super Consumers Australia.
When they're done well, they can be really useful. They help people figure out how much they've got to spend in retirement and take the hard work out of combining their superannuation savings, the age pension, any other savings they might have outside of super, with complicated things like how long am I going to live and what impact does owning a home have. They should be able to input all that information and then really give you an income that will help you maintain your standard of living throughout retirement.
You've reviewed around 25 of them. Can you tell me what you found?
Yeah, we found, unfortunately, a lot of the super fund calculators weren't up to scratch. We found issues with them for people who were didn't own their home and were renting. They were really bad at providing accurate information about how much money that those groups of people would need in retirement. They also tended to show you figures that would have you oversave and not spend down all your money in retirement and have your income last well beyond 100 years old, which, you know, it'd be nice if we all lived that long, but unfortunately a lot of us don't. Or in other cases, had you spend your money really quickly and run out of money before you're likely to pass away, which is just as bad as well. So they're a bit all over the place and ultimately not that helpful for people heading into retirement.
I guess a lot of this is technology-based, right? So how do you fix it?
Yeah, so it really comes down to the assumptions and the quality of the tools that the super funds have put out there. So there are ways to fix these to have better assumptions based on, say, how long the typical person is likely to live rather than just assuming everyone's going to live beyond 100. And they can build in additional features like show you what a reasonable budget is for someone in retirement based on what actual retirees are spending at the moment. Unfortunately, a lot of the calculators didn't have these kinds of features, and so they really let people down.
You're also calling for an independent or government retirement guidance service as a result. How do you see this working exactly?
Yeah, so the government already provides a whole range of services and information for people in heading into retirement, but unfortunately they're spread across things like the ATO, Centrelink, and the ASIC Money Smart website. So really what we want to see is the information across all of those sources being brought together into a one-stop shop so that people can easily navigate all these questions about how much age pension will I have, how much will my super provide, and what are the kind of tax implications alongside, you know, what is the impact of not owning a home or owning a home? And how long am I likely to live? How long will I need this income to last? All into one tool, so people have a complete picture of what they'll need for retirement.
So in the meantime, what can consumers do if they're looking at the adequacy of their retirement funds in the meantime?
Yeah, so we think a good starting point is to look at what you're spending now, particularly if you think you're going to have paid off your home by the time you retire, or if you're thinking you might need to pay down your mortgage into retirement, obviously factor that in as well. There are good budgeting tools on the MoneySmart website that can help you do that as well. So you can get a really good picture of what kind of income needs you've currently got. And that will give you a better picture of what you'll need heading into retirement. And the tool on the MoneySmart website, again, can help you figure out how much you're likely to have based on your super and the age pension. So once you cross-reference and match up those two things, how much do I need with how much am I likely to have, you can start to get a better picture of how on track you are for maintaining your standard of living in retirement.
And have you received any data or information into how well used these retirement calculators are? I mean, are people actually using them?
Yeah, so the MoneySmart one does quite well. I think it was in the order of almost 1 million people a year logging in to get retirement information on that website. And I think it was a few hundred thousand people were actually using the calculator every year. When you take into account, there's roughly that many people, actually quite a few less than that, retiring each year, that's a pretty high take up. So people are clearly using them, but we just think they could be a lot better than what they currently are.
Xavier O'Halloran there from Super Consumers Australia.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better, clean, and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.